Welcome to a brand new episode of the Borderless Voices podcast presented by the FCJ Refugee Center.
Hello, everyone. We welcome Diego Valderrama, who is going to be with us in this podcast talking about the new program From Our Kitchen to Your Table. Welcome, Diego.
Thank you. So this program is basically to help people that are maybe new to cooking or aren't familiar with certain ingredients that are being sent every week from FCJ. And so it's basically, if you're not familiar with these things or you're just starting to learn to cook, it's a way to familiarize yourself with the kitchen and maybe new ingredients, and I'm basically here to help. So if you're there during the live session, I can answer your questions you have about cooking, whether it be certain skills, certain procedures, or certain things you need for that dish, or just in general about what to do with this ingredient that I might not know. And so it's mostly a tool to help you feel more comfortable in the kitchen, develop some skills so that you can use the ingredients that are sent to you in a more effective manner, not so that you don't have as much waste or you're not intimidated by new things.
We can see that you have a lot of expertise on this area. Could you talk a little bit about this experience you have?
So I'm a professional cook, chef. I've been this for the last 9 years now. I've worked in multiple restaurants and in multiple countries. And so I feel very comfortable in the kitchen. And so I was approached to help here, and I feel very happy to do it. So it's just, I've been very familiar with also ingredients in Canada, but also some ingredients that may be not that common in Canada. And I just worked in the kitchen for the last 9 years, so those are my expertise.
Have you done this kind of sessions before?
No, this is the first time I've done them, but also by working in restaurants and such, you know, a lot of times we have to train new people. And some of these people may have different backgrounds, have different skill levels. Some of them have, you know, a lot of them are kids, usually like 17, 18 year olds, and they might not have a lot of familiarity with the kitchen. So it's always a process to teach them and to get them to feel more comfortable.
So far, how have been the sessions?
I think they've been fine. A little biased, of course. But what I think is interesting is just, you know, the ingredients we get every week can seem very different, or very like each thing cannot be used together. Mm-hmm. So everything can look a little dissociative and you're not sure what to do. And you could do multiple different meals with them, or you can make one meal with all of the ingredients. And so that's what I try to do. I try to show that these things can be used together, or if you have ideas separately, like by all means do them separately if you know. But it's just a way to show you different ways to do to use the ingredients. And so I think they've been successful so far. There have been some engagement with the people during when it's a live session. Mm-hmm. So I think that's very rewarding, and it helps.
Do you think it has been very helpful for participants?
Well, I hope it has been very helpful for participants. I know that we've had a couple of questions and engagement that way. Mm-hmm. That hopefully encourages them to try the different things. I know that some of them have not had many experience in the kitchen and so are a bit afraid of cooking. Mm-hmm. But I think the best thing to do is just, you know, cooking is a process. You know, no one, or very few, I don't know anyone though, that has from the beginning been a great cook. It takes time, it takes mistakes, it takes a certain level of developing comfort, but it's also a very personal thing, because what you like or what your family likes is not necessarily what other people will like. So it, what most important, if you're not cooking for others, is to make you and your family happy,
okay.
I think. So I think hopefully it has helped them, and hopefully it will continue to help them.
Thank you. And one last thing, what do you think are the main challenges that they are, the participants can face when it's a first time that they are doing this?
So I think a first time, like one of the main challenges is either not familiar with the ingredients or with the kitchen, or they have a very limited kitchen space. So I try to keep most of the things I've done so far have been very simple. You don't need, you know, all day to prepare it. You don't need fancy gadgets to prepare it. You just usually need a pot and a knife and a cutting board, and you can take it from there. So I think that's one of the main challenges is time and space. If you don't have enough space to work at, even if it's small space, it's fine. Like you need a little space to work at, and you need the time to give yourself, because a meal very rarely will be ready in 30 minutes. You know, sometimes it'll take 2 hours, but that's fine. It doesn't mean you're there actively all the 2 hours. So I think first isn't realizing that you need the time and space. And then I think the challenge is also, again, looking at these ingredients, and you sometimes we get into a habit of using just one ingredient for one recipe or just using it one way. Hopefully we can keep showing that there's multiple ways to use different things almost all of the time. And so you can get different ideas and try different combinations. And I think it's also, the challenge is also a bit of fear, because, you know, we all compare our cooking to people we usually love, usually our parents or grandparents. And you will say, well, it's not as good as them. It's like, well, yes.
You feel intimidated.
Yeah. It might not be, but I can assure you that they... The first time they cooked, they felt the same thing. You know, it takes time to develop, you know, these recipes to just exactly how you like them. It takes time to familiarize with your kitchen, because if you're in a new kitchen, you know, the oven might run a little hot, the stove might be a little colder.
And
so these are all tricks that you need to familiarize yourself. But I think that's also, I think of patience, you know, patience with yourself, and being like, okay, if it doesn't work, we can hopefully try again another time. But don't be discouraged, because we all make mistakes.
Can you invite more participants to encourage them to join these sessions?
I would, yeah, I think it would be great if we have more more people during the live sessions, just to have more questions and maybe talk about different ideas that they have, or if they've seen different things, or if they want to try different things. Because, you know, sometimes we see different things that either friends do, or we see it on TV, and it's like, oh, how can you do that? And sometimes it can seem intimidating, but sometimes it's actually... If you give yourself enough time, it's quite straightforward. So I think, yeah, I would gladly like to have more people into the sessions and to talk.
Thank you very much, Diego. Thank you.